This is episode 1295. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And I welcome you back to our series we're exploring this week on inner beauty. As you immerse yourself in the holiday season, as I record this during the month of December 2017, things are decorated, major religious holidays from around the world are in full swing, and there's a lot of external noise and distraction and glitter and all kinds of ornamentation. You, if you've been with us this week, have been focusing on something a little more subtle and more meaningful, your inner beauty. Throughout this week, you've discovered meditation techniques you can do to cultivate your inner beauty. And this is the beauty that has to do with your unique qualities, regardless of whether or not your environment or culture emphasizes those beautiful qualities that you possess. And it's a way for you to connect with those qualities and share them with others. And so in today's episode, you're going to discover two things. You're going to layer several of the meditation techniques together. And this will allow you to create a powerful meditation when you combine the various techniques we've explored into one potent meditation. And you'll also discover an herb you can explore as you cultivate inner beauty. Now, with all herbs, you want to make sure the herb will not harm you. So check with your physician, even if it's a very gentle herb, especially if you take medications or are pregnant or breastfeeding. So I'm going to start off with the herb, and then I will help you to put together the different techniques, layering them. These are techniques for inner beauty so that you can do them in your own meditation ritual. As always, you know where you can find the full guided meditations that I offer each day, and you can try it for 2 weeks free, a membership site, at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. You get guides and journals for each week's in-depth half-hour meditations, and you get access to over 1,000 meditations. So now you know where to find more if you need it. Here you are, ready to do your own meditation. So let's get you started. The herb I recommend for you in this series, as long as it's the herb for you, is rose. Rose is, of course, a beautiful flower. Many people don't consider sipping rose, but rose tea is very popular, especially in the Middle East. In fact, a good friend of mine who was from Iran often made me rose petal tea when I visited her, with dates stuffed with almonds. And to this day, that's a snack I like to have in the afternoon. So the scent of rose is one of the most powerful scents out there, and it's shown to uplift you emotionally. If your brain is being examined on a scan and you inhale the scent of rose, you will see activated all these emotional centers that help uplift you. It instantly calms your mind and body, and you'll also notice rose as a main ingredient in beauty care products because it nourishes your skin. So you might want to try sipping rose tea. So now let's get you going with the different meditation techniques we've explored this week. As you settle yourself into your meditation and begin to relax your mind and body, consider your unique qualities, your inner beauty, that which you focused on this week. And mentally repeat to yourself, I am beautiful exactly as I am. I am beautiful exactly as I am. I am beautiful exactly as I am. Mentally repeating this to yourself, I am beautiful exactly as I am. Now, as you inhale and exhale through your nose, inhale, focusing on one of your inner beauty qualities, and as you do so, mentally repeat, peace. Inhaling deeply, evenly. And as you exhale, mentally repeat, calm. Again, mentally repeat, peace, as you focus on an inner beauty quality. And as you exhale, mentally repeat, calm. You can hold your hands in the Dharma Chakra Mudra, activating areas of your brain that help you to connect to the flow of your life, the rhythm and flow of your authentic self. To do this mudra, touch your forefinger and your thumb together with both hands, doing this with both hands, and then take your right hand and pinch with your thumb and forefinger the middle finger of your left hand. This helps to create an inner connection with the flow of your life, calming your mind and body. You could focus at your fifth chakra, right at your throat. And as you do so, visualize the ways you most authentically express yourself to others and how others perceive you when you are being authentic. Very nice. Now continue with your inner beauty breath, inhaling peace, exhaling calm, and sink deeper into your inner stillness. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for slowing down. You are so worth slowing down for.